afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. ECZ sets date for Chawama parliamentary by-election. Vice President underscores importance of identifying threats to Zambia's peace and stability. And in global news, 100 abducted school children released in Nigeria. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has prescribed January 15th, 2026 as the date on which the Chawama parliamentary by-election will be held. The by-election follows the pronouncement by the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, of the seat being vacant in accordance with Article 72, Subsection 20C of the Constitution of Zambia on 28th November 2025. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga has said in a statement that nominations for the by-election will be conducted on Tuesday, 16th December 2025, while campaigns will commence on Wednesday, 17th December 2025 and end on January 14th, 2026. Vice President Mutalena Lumango has emphasized the need for identifying weakness and warning signs for threats to peace and stability in Zambia. Speaking when she officiated at the launch of the country's Structural Vulnerability and Resilience Assessment Report for Zambia in Lusaka this morning, Mrs. Nalumango said the report provides critical insights that will strengthen government's ongoing efforts to improve governance, deepen national resilience, and safeguard the long-term stability and development of Zambia. She said the launch marks a significant moment in Zambia's national journey towards peace, stability, prosperity, and sustainable development. Event Common Markets for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA Secretary General Chelesha Kapwepwe highlighted Zambia's commitment to peace and long-term stability, emphasizing that the launch of the report and the mitigation strategy that will follow presents an investment in the future which will protect communities, strengthen institutions, and support Zambia's democratic consolidations.
The launch of this report is not an end process. It is the beginning of a transformative phase where the things we are ready to come, but in the country's structural and mitigation strategy, which provides a concrete framework for addressing the identified vulnerabilities. COMESA and the EU Commission stand ready to support Zambia in mobilizing technical and financial resources required to implement this mitigation strategy. We call upon all the partners present to join us in these efforts.
The process of formulating the report began in 2020, placing Zambia among the first African countries to launch the report and inspiring other countries such as Malawi and Kenya, which are in the process of launching the report. The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia is urging government to revise the current export tax, saying a reduction would create a more conducive environment for artisanal and small-scale miners and help expand their participation in the sector. Emerald Production Watch of Zambia President Musa Kafimbwa says introducing more favorable tax measures would allow players in the industry to unlock their full potential and make a meaningful contribution to the national economy. He adds that deliberate policies from the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development are essential to strengthen operations for small-scale miners. Meanwhile, Mr. Kafimbwa has welcomed the nationwide deployment of military personnel to curb illegal mining activities, but has urged the officers to refrain from using excessive force when dealing with those involved. He notes that the ministry, through the mining cadastre, has issued numerous artisanal licenses to miners currently operating in remote areas, and therefore calls on the army to adopt a friendly, dialogue-driven approach to ensure enforcement efforts do not result in harm.
Over the years, our minerals have been exploited by Zambians and non-Zambians. So the principles of development can only be realized if we understand ourselves. And ourselves, we are godly favorites. Why? God has given us multiple resources, threefold, all over the land before Zambia. So the deployment of military forces to assist, you know, the cut down of illegal mining activities can work out more. But they should bear in mind that the Ministry of Mines under Kadasta actually issued multiple licenses under Adesano to several different people in the bush.
The Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the China Institute of Water Resources and Hydropower Research aimed at strengthening collaboration in water resources management, research and technological development. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Osaka this morning, WAMA Acting Director General Misozi Lumpa says that the agreement marks a major step in formalizing engagements that began during the World Water Congress held in Beijing in 2023. She says the cooperation has taken time to develop, but both institutions are now ready to implement joint programs that will support Zambia's water sector. Mrs. Lumpa explains that Zambia continues to face increasing pressure on its water resources due to climate vulnerabilities, population growth and competing water demands. Therefore, the collaboration will help improve data-driven decision-making and enhance the country's ability to forecast and respond to droughts, floods and other climate-related challenges. She says the partnership is expected to generate scientific evidence that will inform national planning and support the country's broader development goals, including the 8th National Development Plan and Vision 2030.
This collaboration extends beyond institutional relations. We anticipate that the strengthened joint water-related research will provide reliable scientific evidence to inform decision-making in water resource management and support policy advisory function at national level. Also, we expect that we will exchange ideas and learn more about how we can manage water resources to secure the well-being of our citizens and strengthen the resilience of our economy, especially coming from the drought that we experience.
And China Institute of Water Resources and Hydropower Research, Vice President Peng Wenqi, who spoke through an interpreter, highlighted the importance of the strengthened relationship between the two institutions, saying the partnership is expected to open a new chapter in water-related cooperation between China and Zambia.
Pending our visit this time, I'm very glad to know from my colleagues that we have finally finalized the MOU, and this MOU will be signed both in person and electronically during our visit this time. We are very honored to be able to enter into this strategic relationship with WAMA, and I believe it will open up a new chapter for the water resources related management and cooperation between China and Zambia.
In global news, about 100 children who were abducted from a Catholic school in central Nigeria last month have been freed, authorities say. Niger State's Police Chief Adamu Abdullahi Eleman and Bishop Bolus Daua Yohana, who is in charge of the school as the local leader of the Catholic community, both told the BBC that they had received confirmation of the student's release. They said the government's office of the National Security Advisor had informed them that the children would be reunited with their parents from Monday. The BBC reports on other global stories.